Om Shri Sai Ram, offering myself at Bhagwan's divine lotus feet. Esteemed elders and my dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram to all of you. This morning, I have the privilege of introducing a speaker who needs no introduction, Professor Kamaraju Anil Kumar. Professor Anil Kumar has been in Bhagwan's divine fold for more than 45 years. He has been blessed to serve in Bhagwan's mission in various distinguished capacity. Hailing from Guntur district, he served as the state president for the Sri Sakti Sai Seva organizations, Andhra Pradesh. Later, Bhagwan blessed him to serve in his educational institutions. He became the director of the Vrindavan campus, Sri Sakti Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He later moved on to the Prashantilayam campus as a professor in the biosciences department, serving in Bhagwan's educational institutions for over 25 years. With the mission of transmitting Bhagwan's message of love and transformation, he has authored more than 30 books and has traveled to more than 50 countries giving talks on Swami's life and mission. The most important role he was blessed was being the translator of Bhagwan's divine discourses. A very prolific speaker, dynamic personality, and also very dear to his students. Please welcome Professor Anil Kumar. Sai Ram.
My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Revered elders, brothers and sisters, it's a matter of pleasure and a privilege to have been given a chance to share my thoughts during this festive occasion of 90th birthday celebration of Bhagawan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. I am immensely grateful to Bhagawan. On this occasion, I am reminded of certain of the poems composed in the past in the divine presence of Bhagawan, which are still ringing in my ears. Seeing the floral decoration here, perhaps there are no flowers available anywhere. All flowers seem to have been shifted to offer their respects to Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. As you know, there are two most beautiful celestial dancers. One is Rambha, other is Urvasi. They are dancers celestial. When they were moving in the ethereal plane, they went to Kubera's garden. The garden of Kubera, you can imagine. When Vrindavan gardens are beautiful, Calcutta botanical gardens are beautiful, how about Kubera gardens? They must have been million times more beautiful. But with both Rambha and Urvasi were going on, they did not notice any flower, any flower. Urvasi was very much upset about it. Deva vanambu nandu, poovu okkatiyu ledu, Rambha, yavaru kosinare. What is it in the celestial garden of Kubera? I don't find single flower. Who plucked them? Who plucked them all these flowers? Now, Rambha answers. Satchasai puttina rojata, suralu virula vana kurisinare asata. As this happens to be the birthday season of Bhagwan, all angels have come there. They have plucked the flowers and offered. How do you find flowers here in this garden? I am also reminded of another composition. Puttutaye erungani prabhundavu. Swami, you have no beginning nor an end. Swami himself said, Chavu puttukaleni shashvatundu. Adi majhantarahidu, anadivadu. Bhagwan is ancient, immortal, blemishless. No birth, no end whatsoever. Oh Bhagavan, puttukaleni, puttute erungani prabhundavu. You have no beginning. Puttuta idemi Swami. What is his birthday celebration? Puttuteye erungani prabhundavu. You have no beginning. Puttuta idemi. What is his birthday? Ni puttuta, your birth. Maapai prema puttuta kade. Maapai prema puttuta kade. You have taken human birth because of your mercy and compassion towards humanity. The scriptures clearly say that you have no beginning. Ni puttina roju, vedamulu puttina roju. Ni puttina roju, dhatrini prashanti puttina roju. Ni puttina roju, prema puttina roju. Prema nimpina roju, samasta visvaman. Bhagwan's birthday gives us joy and pleasure and blissful state of experience across the globe. That's the reason why Swami has taken the human form. How are we to serve him? We hear so many people from different districts and states go over here and offer worship in their own form, in the traditional ritualistic pattern. But Swami's style, Swami's way of worship is altogether different in the sense that you have to worship in full awareness, in full understanding, the depth and the significance of our ritual or worship. Instead of offering number of leaves from different plants, as we do Hanumat Puja, we worship Hanuman with number of leaves. What does that leaf signify? Aku kosinanta, vruksham akula padunemo Swami. Aku kosinanta, vruksham akula padunemo Swami. Ide tanupatram arpintu Swami. If I pluck the leaves, the plant may suffer. The plant may feel the pinch of it. Therefore I offer the leaf of my body. Pushpamul gillinanta, latal vrali vreladuno. If I pluck the flowers, the twigs and the twiners and the flowering plants may bend down because of the flowers that have been separated from them. Ide manas pushpam arpintu Swami. I offer the flower of my mind. Falamu trunca ramachilukemi palukuno. If I offer any fruit, the parrot may feel, this is not your grandfather's property. The fruit is meant for me. Falamu trunca ramachilukemi palukuno. Ide karma falamarpintu Swami. I offer the fruits of my action, Bhagavan. Falamo, pushpamo, toyamo. Loturaniyanu unnantalona. Bhagavan, whatever I may offer, either the water or the leaf or a flower, whatever may be, but I shall see that I offer my worship wholeheartedly. Whatever lot I have, parulanu adigi tenopagani. I am not here to beg and borrow and steal any puja material from anybody. I am not going to get any material from anybody. Nadi annadi sarvam munide Swami, sarvam munide, sarvam munide. Whatever that belongs to me, Swami belongs to you, Swami. It all belongs to you. It's all your grace. The kind of worship that we do, the kind of offering that we are supposed to make on this day, the leaf of the human body, the fragrant flowers of thought, and the fruit of action, and the tears of joy, that what we are supposed to offer. A beautiful composition again. Kannilato padalu kadugabon. We find many people that come here prostrating before Samadhi. Some people don't get up soon also. Swami used to say, are you sleeping, are you sleeping? It appears as if we are ready to sleep. Kannilato padalu kadugabon. We are ready to wash your feet with our tears. Munumunde gangani padalu kaduguchunde. Before I offer my tears, there is already Ganges at your feet. Washing your feet, Bhagavan, what am I to do? Tiye tiyeni pandlu tinipintamani raga. I am here with fresh fruits, very good, sweet, delicious fruits. Shabarina mundu sakshatkarinche. Shabari is already ready with second-hand fruits to offer you. Malati mala, mauli kaiseya bon. I brought a garland, Swami, to offer to you. Nelavanka veluguchunde achata. Moon is already shining on your top. Pattukutsula chatrambu pattabova. I have brought here an umbrella, silk, yeah. Adisheshuni sirshammu laddu vache. Adisesha is around you. Where am I to keep my umbrella, Bhagavan? Yetulani seva cheyito yerugaleka. I'm tired, I'm exhausted. I do not know how to offer my prayer. Water is there, fruits are there, garlands are there. What am I to offer? How am I to worship you? Yetulani seva cheyito yerugaleka. Not knowing how to worship you. Tiruguchunti prashanti mandiramu chuttu. I am just circumambulating around prashantinalayam because nothing to offer anything more than that. Bhagavan also clearly said, Poovulenno techi ichina metsabodu putsukonadu. You may offer all flowers. He will not praise you, he will not accept them. Hurdaya kamalamivva. Sadaya hrvayudai grahinsu nitya shantidai Sri Satya Sai. The flower of your heart, Bhagavan is ready to accept, not other forms. Bhagavan wonderfully stated many times, my friends, particularly today, we have to remind those big gems that Bhagavan shared with us. The precious gems that have got to be preserved for a lifetime and shared with any number of people on a number of occasions. What does he say? Let me say in by way of question answers to simplify the job. Bhagavan, where are you? First question, where are you? I am reminded of a gentleman who served in Vrindavan by name Balakrishna, I believe. When Swami was there in Vrindavan, he used to get many phone calls. Where is Swami? Because if Swami is Vrindavan, they want to know. They want to know if Swami is Vrindavan. This Balakrishna's reply was, Swami, Swami is everywhere. Swami is everywhere. Therefore, where is Swami? Bhagavan clearly said, I am in your heart, I am with you, above you, below you, around you, in you. That's what Bhagavan has said. Okay, Swami, you are in me. What is the distance between you and me? What is the distance? Bhagavan said, the eye and ear may not show each other. I am so near, like I am like your back that you do not see. I am very, very near you. Bhagavan, is there any possibility of yourself quitting from my heart? Would you leave me any time? Would you leave me deserted, isolated, orphaned? Any time, Swami, would you leave me? His answer is this. I will not leave you even if you leave me. I will not leave you even if you leave me is the divine assurance. Bhagavan, what do you want to do with me? I will, with all mistakes, with all my faults, with all my shortcomings, what do you want to do with me? What do you want to accomplish? What is it that you are going to do? Swami's answer is this. I will accomplish all that I want to through you. Until then I will not leave you. Through you I want to achieve certain things. I will not leave you till then. Such as I organizations all over the world are accomplishing very marvelous things, unheard in human history, because Swami is working through you. He is in you, above you, directing you, guiding you, consoling you, cajoling you, encouraging you in every sort. Bhagavan, what do you do? What do you do? What are you doing now? Bhagavan said, I have nothing else to do excepting to make you see me within yourself. I have no other job to do other than to make you to see me within you, recognizing the divinity within one's own self is the quintessence of Bhagwan Baba's message. Brahmadarshana bhagyambu padagaya gori. Brahmadarshana bhagyambu padagaya gori. Vetagaboye vetsatiko veri manasa. O foolish mind, where are you? Why are you searching for God? Adiyu nilone kaladu kanumachata. Nityashanti dai Sri Satya Sai. The divinity is within you. You don't have to search for me, Swami said. In another poem he goes on to say, Sarva Vedanta Grandhala Saramella. Sarva Vedanta Grandhala Saramella. Akila Bhutamulanduna Atma. Nivu Vakati Ani Manasana Undavalayu. The essence of all sacred scriptures clearly say that supreme self, that self within everybody, the individual self, as Swami puts it, conscience. Conscience is the individual self. Consciousness is the universal self. Consciousness, the universal self, is in the form of individual self, the conscience. Understand, both are same. Both are same. Yedutanunna Swami Yerugaleka. We are not able to see Swami right in front of us. Devudundanani tirugu chunduru. We are in search of God here and there. Venna vidichi neyi vedukalaadinatlu unna maata telupuchunna maata. When the butter is here, you are in search of ghee elsewhere. You want to search for God who is in front of you, in front of you. I am reminded of an incident long back. All pandits that came here for Dasara festival, Yajna, they took Swami's permission. They said, Swami, we are going there to Chitravati River to offer our prayers, Gayatri. We are going there. Swami blessed them. Yes, you may go. As they were going, Swami said, when Gayatri is here, they are going to Gayatri in Chitravati. What am I doing? Gayatri is not in Chitravati. Sai is Gayatri himself. Gayatri himself. That's what Bhagavan said. I also know when Swami materialized a ring, everybody there, gathered there, they wanted to see the ring, how it is. Swami was sitting there. Are ichinavani nenu ikkada undaga danni chustare emitra? Ichinavani nenu ikkada unnanu danni chustare emiti? When creator is here, you want to see the created or creation. Creation is the reflection of the creator, Vishwa Vibhuni Maitri. The combination and the togetherness of Vishwa, the universe, Vishwa Vibhu, the creator, are inseparable, are one and the same. God made man in his own image. It is really a paradisical experience. All are close to Swami. If anyone thinks that I am close to Swami, it is Himalayan ignorance. If you think that I am close to Swami, it is oceanic blunder. Don't commit these two. All are close to Him because He is God. Wind cannot be close to few. Fire cannot be close to few. Air cannot be close to few. When five elements are close to you, the Creator should be closer than these five elements. So to think that I am away, that so-and-so is close, it is only a misnomer. It is only wrong idea to entertain like this, sign of ego. Bhagavan, how am I to know that I am a devotee? Because some people say that I am a devotee of Bhagavan. Swami said, never call yourself a devotee. It is not a degree to produce a testimonial for a verification. How do you call yourself devotee? Swami, how am I to call myself a devotee? Baba said, when you give yourself to me, you are my devotee. The spirit of surrender, total spirit of acceptance to the divine will make you qualify yourself as a devotee, as Bhagavan himself has put. It's rather very strange. It is not out of place if I tell you. I had been to one Spanish-speaking country by name Peru. I visited that place, Lima. They don't know any English, excepting one or two working knowledge. Few people come to me. They gave me a collection of 1,000 bhajans in the form of a book and asked me, Anil Kumar, what bhajans you want? What are your favorite bhajans? We are ready to sing for you. 1,000 bhajans. They have not been here. They have not seen him. That is such a Sai Baba. That is such Sai Baba. My friends, the mystery, the glory of Bhagavan lies in this particular point. Without leaving this place, underline that. Without leaving this place, being here all the time, every time, forever and ever, He made the whole world come to His feet. That is Bhagavan Sri Sat Sai Baba. Wherever Swami is, there is affluence. Wherever Swami goes, plenty and prosperity prevail. Wherever there is Narayana Swami, there is Lakshmi concert. So, Swami prompts everybody, enthuse everybody, encourage people from within to do selfless service. Nobody will ask you to join. You find yourself doing some service without your knowledge. Swami said, first of all, let us try to be human beings first. Who is a human being? Manava. One should cross this maya. Na without maya, va vartillu. To conduct one's own self behind the mire of illusion, delusion, makes us call ourselves Manava. Who is Manava? Who is a true human being? Baba clearly said. Perhaps most of friends, we all know. It is most unfortunate. Animals know their own way of life. I don't need to tell dog, oh dog, behave like a dog. It will tell you I know better than you by barking. I did not tell monkey, behave like a monkey. Not necessary. Monkey will tell you, you are behaving like ma'am, like me. So all animals need not be reminded of how they should be. Plants behave in a way expected of them, all trees. But unfortunately, Human being has to be reminded that is a human being. That's why education in human values is introduced. Education animal values, education plant values, not necessary. They have all values, highly valuable. Because we have lost, education human values are absolutely necessary. If we go through the pages of yesterday, if we just read our daily newspaper, we'll understand how inhuman we are. Education human values, my friends, to the best of my knowledge, is going on in a stupendous, magnificent, very big way all over, organized by Sri Satsai organizations. Such as high schools started everywhere, and the dedicated teachers, in fact, made the governments come forward liberally, offer their help, inviting our people to introduce EHV in their education system. We need value. As Bhagwan said, the skin of an animal has a value after its death. Tooth of an animal has value. The hair of animal has value. Man has no value while in life, even after death. While in life he has no value because he is inhuman. After death he has no value because he has not realized the value while in life. Therefore, education, human values. Bhagavan clearly said, Satya dharma prema shantulu lekunna. Satya dharma prema shantulu lekunna. Vidyalanni yunerchina viluva sunna. You may get any number of degrees, any number of honors, any number of public research publications to your credit. Without the basic human values of truth, righteousness, peace and love and non-violence, all the value of education is just as zero has gone in vain. Satya dharma prema shantulu lekunna. Padavulanu yelina falamu sunna. You may occupy very high positions. Without values, the positions lose their value. Never think that person becomes prestigious because of position. Position will never make you prestigious. You should make the position prestigious. The position should be prestigious by your occupation, not mere on the seat. Therefore, padavulanu yelina falamu sunna, that's all. You may occupy any position, the value is sin, zero. Satya dharma prema shantulu lekunna dana dharmala sardhakata sunna. Satya dharma prema shantulu lekunna bahula satkarya labhambu sunna. Any acts of charity, any number of noble acts, that just value is zero because you have no human values. E sanatana dharma harim harmyambu niluva. For this mansion of sanatana dharma to stand and to sustain. E nalugu punadi godalappa intakanna veredhi erukaparatu sadhu sadgun ganyulo sabhyulara. What else is to be said? My friends, wherever Swami goes, as I said earlier, money follows. Wealth follows, fame follows, reputation follows, prestige, dignity, recognition, they all follow. When once you follow Swami, follow His teachings. Follow me, said Jesus Christ. Follow me does not mean to run after Him. Follow me does not mean that you hire a taxi and follow Him wherever He goes. Follow me means follow my teachings, follow my teachings. Follow me, Bhagavan said. Swami, you are the hero of heroes. Hero of heroes. We know without you the hero, we are just a zero, we know that. Not even in the wildest dreams should we ever feel that we are heroes, because you will be humiliated, yes, at one time or other. This shine of, this kind of recognition, this kind of stature, We all owe to Bhagavan, Sri Satya Sai Baba, under any circumstances, at any point of time, anywhere, all over the world. My friends, Swami, he clearly said, Chiruvula Bavula Nillu Karvayanappudu Varsaga Varshambu Kurisinatlu. When there are no rains, of course we are having too much of rains now. In summer you should see this area. In summer, you don't need any frying, you will be fried, that's all. You will be fried. People coming from colder areas like Simla will understand what Puttaparthi is in summer. Very, very hot. In hot season, you don't have even drinking water. Cheruvala baavula neellu karuvainappudu varsaga varshambu kurisinatlu. When there's no water supply, even to drink. In hot summer, when there's shower, when there's rain, how do you feel it? Santati leka chintillu vaniki punya suputrundu kaliginatlu. A person has no children, no issues. Supposing he has a son, a good son, a virtuous son, how he will be? Kootiki leka alladutunnatti nirupedaku manchi bhakshyambu dorikinatlu. A person who is unemployed, starving, if he gets a job, something to carry out his living, how joyous he would be. Dharmanachanamaguchunna dharaniyandu. On this earth, where this righteousness dharma is on the decline. Dharma is on the decline. Dharmanachanamaguchunna dharaniyandu. Prabhavamandenu Sri Sai Parthiyandu. Prabhavamandenu Sri Sai Parthiyandu. Sai has incarnated in this Parthi because dharma has declined. What do you mean by dharma? That is declined. Can dharma ever decline? Baba means, he explained, decline meant dharma which is not practiced. Dharma which is preached. Dharma which is propagated, dharma which is repeatedly quoted, but dharma which is not practiced. That is dharma nashana. Prabhavamundenu Sri Sai, Parthiyandu. Under these circumstances, Swami has taken birth. Further, avatarinchenu achyutudu avaniyandu. Avatarinchenu achyutudu avaniyandu. That God himself has incarnated. Parthilo chududipudu. He is here in Parthi, you see him, that Bhagavan has said. My friends, we are really very fortunate to have been born at this age. In the first instance, let us share the gospel of Sai, the message of Sai, with everybody whomsoever we meet. What is the message of Sai? The message of Sai is this, love and love and love alone. On one of the occasions, on Hillview Stadium, Bhagavan said, I'm the richest man in this world. I'm the richest man. Why? What is the richness? Where does it lie? What is the wealth? He said, love is my property. I'm richest of all. Premayena swarupam. Shantiyena swabhavam. Peace is the attitude. Peace is the way in which he works. Love is his form. So that is the wealth of Bhagavan, as he himself said. What does Bhagavan want us to do? Secondly, it is necessary to participate in service activities as many as possible, which is most important. Mere textual knowledge, mere scholarship won't help. The scholarship should be translated into action. The translation, all the scholarship should come to our daily experience through the field of service. That's why such organizations are basically, will continue to be service organizations, not merely centers of learning, not merely centers of scholarship. So service is the second point which we should continue. We have been doing it. We have to increase it much more than ever before. And thirdly, it is also essential to see that the unity of faiths,
unity of religions is made known to everybody. Sai is not the monopoly of anybody. Many people come and tell me, sir, we are not able to repeat mantras. Many foreigners tell me, we find it very difficult, pronunciation. If they are wrongly pronounced, you will get negative results. Don't blame anybody later. When they struggle hard, being not able to repeat Sanskrit slokas, mantras, I tell them, if you can, do it. If you cannot, know that God knows English also. God knows English also. You can pray in English, not necessary that he said prayers in Sanskrit are only permitted. There is no board anywhere. So, well, let's not struggle. Unity of religions. Matamulanni yucheri manchine bodhinche. Telisi melagavalayu telivi toda. Matulu manchivaina matamedi chaddadi vinudu bharatiya veerasutruda. All religions teach good only. All religions speak of the same human values. If our minds are proper, if our minds are rectified, go in the right direction. No religion is bad any time. Today, with my experience, I am sure that the heads of different countries are here. Subject to their approval, I am sure they will agree with me. In that country, Dubai, Muscat, Iran, Iraq, all those countries, we have Sai devotees, maximum number. What do you say about it? Take for example countries like Malaysia, Indonesia, Brunei, which are all Muslim dominated countries, Muslim ruled countries. All the heads of the governments, right from president to the local minister, they happily participate in such a Sai organizational activities. Take for example the Spanish belt, Mexico, Brazil, Peru, Guatemala, Ecuador, El Salvador, Venezuela, Colombia, in all these countries. Particularly with reference to Argentina, the government liberally comes forward. Come on, implement this system, implement this system. Therefore, my friends, people are very, very eager to follow Sai system of education. This is the next point I want to emphasize. Fourthly, Baba announces any big project, including the date of inauguration. Including the date of inauguration. Hospital will come next year. That will be inaugurated 22nd. That's it. No going back. When once a promise is given, when once a declaration is made, it shall be done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what Swami's declaration is. His projects happen. All projects, stupendous projects, just thought. Swami, how is that you could accomplish? How is that you could achieve such big projects within a short time? How could you do it? You know what he said? Manasuloni bhavambu manchidaina kaligi teerunu falasiddhi karyamandu. If your thought is noble, if your thought is aimed at the welfare of the entire mankind, without iota of selfishness, you are bound to be successful. You are bound to be victorious. Manasuloni bhavambu malinamaina falamu kuda aritiga malinamagunu. If there is any selfishness, if any narrow-mindedness, if any parochial attitude, it is bound to be a failure. My friends, let us spread Sai's message. Let organizations grow, get multiplied. Swami clearly said, Teranu dagina satyammu telisukonaga kannulakagubadi drishyambuganchi satyammanu yentaku sambaramuna. All that you see in front of your eye, do not consider it as truth. Teranu dagina satyammu telisukonaga, the truth behind the curtain of this creation, the truth behind the curtain of delusion, I'll take you along with me and make you aware of the reality. We are with the reality. I'm also tell you, my friends, many people may show you the way, but such a Sai Baba is the life, he is the way, he is the goal. He is the life, he is the way, he is the goal. He shows you the way and he is the goal already there inviting you. Therefore, without taking much of your time, I thank most beloved Bhagavan again and again for this golden opportunity accorded to me to speak on this festive occasion of 90th Bhagavan's birthday. May Bhagavan be with you all forever, forever and ever, forever and evermore. Sai Ram.
Sri Vinayaka Pahi Gajanam. Thank you. सनातन नित्य निरंजन भक्तपरायण नारायण
ओम जय जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्ति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदना शीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पर टीका आश्रित कल्पर टीका आमकांदवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरु दैवमु
Shanti, Shanti.